Good morning, everyone. Call me Scrooge or whatever, but, you know, I just don't go along with this day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, you know, biggest shopping day of the year kind of thing. I mean, only this show would get me to leave the house the day after Thanksgiving, in fact. But if you want to talk to Santa about what it is you need today, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. What do you want? Is it a refi? Is it a big screen TV? Is it a 50% discount? Is it world peace? That's what we want to hear. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Joining us now is Stephen Roach, who's chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia. He joins us from New Canaan, Connecticut, to talk a little bit about the economic indicator that we're really seeing in live, real time unfolding before us as shoppers enter stores and give us an indication of the strength of retail sales this holiday season, which all the predictions suggest are going to be way, way down. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
As an economic indicator, what does the strength of this day as we get into the holiday season mean for the overall economy?
This is the day, John, Black Friday, that usually kicks off a burst of euphoric holiday and frenetic holiday shopping. But, you know, the world has been turned inside out. Consumption is falling right now in the final two quarters of this year at a rate Americans have never seen before, and with good reason. We're in a deep recession, and all the rules that have driven the excesses of consumption in the past decade, mainly borrowing against a housing bubble, have really been broken down. And so consumers, rather than, you know, go out and buy a flat-screen TV, ought to go out and buy their loved ones a savings bond. We need to save.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. You write in the New York Times that it would be better if people didn't shop so much and did save more. But that seems to be exactly the opposite of what Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson wants people to do by trying to loosen credit by taking money from the Treasury and the Federal Reserve and putting it into relaxed loan liquidity for credit cards and auto purchases, that sort of thing. Do you think they're wrong in what they're trying to do there?
I think this policy is really seriously flawed. We saw U.S. consumption last year hit a world record, 72% of America's GDP. No country has ever spent that much.
Wait a minute. Back up a second. What was that again?
72%.
U.S. spending?
U.S. consumer spending. You know, you, me, and our families, and everyone else we know, collectively hit 72%. The 25-year norm ending in the year 2000 was 67, which was high enough. But now we've taken it to excess, and we've drawn our savings rates down to zero. We have indebtedness that's over 130% of disposable income. We've pushed this model to excess. Do we want policies to continue to perpetuate a model that has taken us to the brink of economic catastrophe? The answer is no.
Well, let's talk about the implications. I mean, if, as you know, we understand the consumer spending is such a driver of the economy, if people shift to becoming savers, while there may be long-term benefits to having money put away in terms of other aspects of the economy, we're going to have to take a hit for at least a year. What would that hit be if people become savers rather than spenders?
Well, two things. One, you know, the recession continues because consumption is such a huge portion of the economy. But there's absolutely no reason why the Obama administration cannot enact measures that would stimulate another portion of America's demand, namely investment in infrastructure, alternative energy technologies, retraining and education programs. There's a lot that we can do that does not necessarily mean giving putting more money in the wallets of shopping-addicted American consumers to rush out and buy.
Now, if Americans were to save, that would allow a pool of money that would make the federal spending on some of those infrastructure programs less expensive. True? And can you explain how that would work?
Look, saving has lots of pieces. Consumers save. In fact, they haven't. Businesses can save. And governments can save, and of course we're in a budget deficit, and they don't. So to the extent that consumers boost their saving, that would mean that the American government might have to run somewhat less of a budget deficit than otherwise might be the case. It's also would be an added advantage, because it would mean that we would become less reliant on foreign saving to keep our economy going, and that has to do with our balance of payments and trade deficits, which would be somewhat smaller as a result. So a savings approach, especially for American consumers, is, I think, urgent, essential, and ultimately win-win.
And it's like that, you know, rhetoric we always hear about OPEC. We should, you know, get off our dependence on foreign oil. That actually is impossible. But we could get off our dependence on foreign debt and foreign lenders by saving more. Right? That's what you're saying.
If we save more at home, we'll need to borrow less from overseas savings pools, and that's ultimately a very good thing for the stability of the United States economy, the soundness of the dollar. A longer-term sustainable growth in the United States.
You know, you're headed into this holiday, Stephen Roach, as an executive at Morgan Stanley. I mean, you know, you're at kind of ground zero of everything that's going on. How are you feeling about this holiday season personally?
Look, this is a watershed period that we're going through. You know, the financial crisis has been ongoing now for about 16 months, John. It obviously took a huge turn for the worst in mid-September, and it's wreaked havoc in our financial markets, in our financial institutions, and we're all trying to make some sense out of where we're headed from here. We need, I think, a sounder financial system, sounder financial institutions, better regulatory and monetary policy, and a more prudent behavior on the part of what had become asset and debt-dependent American consumers. If we can pull ourselves together, look inside of ourselves, we'll learn the lessons that we need to learn in a crisis, and that is we need to change things.
Well, maybe we can start today with different spending patterns on Black Friday. Stephen Roach, chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia, thanks for joining us from New Canaan, Connecticut.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.